Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Battled MPP Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Ntribuesiako has finally met Yoko's 50 million bill conditions after 4 days in custody. But he may not be going home just yet. His lawyer, Andy Apiakubi, says a fresh legal application that was filed on Thursday is now delaying his release. Chairman Wuntumi is under investigation for fraud, money laundering, and causing financial loss to the state, as well as a separate probe that's linked to international organized crime. Michael Ashali reports.
We begin at the tightly secured premises of the National Intelligence Bureau, where a crowd of supporters massed to demand the release of Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP, Bernard Ntribuesiako, popularly known as Chairman Wuntumi. At this time, he has been in the custody of Yoko since Tuesday. Leading the charge were senior figures of the MPP and minority leaders in parliament. But even their presence wasn't enough to get access. Not even former Vice President Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia was allowed to see Wuntumi.
I don't know how many people in Ghana can have property with 50 million. Please.
Minority leader Alexander Fenyomarkin was left frustrated.
Did they allow you to see him?
Not at all, like I said. He's nowhere to be found. They claim they couldn't bring him here. But you and I know that they are using the bail to punish him.
The focus then shifted to Yoko's headquarters, where Wuntumi's legal team had relocated. His lawyer, Andy Apiakubi, confirmed he now knew where his client was.
Oh yes, why not?
After nearly 3 days of back and forth, The 50 million Ghana cedis bail and two sureties have been secured.
We have been able to provide the sureties. That one I can assure you. And I'm very grateful to Honorable Brian Champong.
So you would, one would expect that the political activist will rise up in his support.
But even with that hurdle cleared, Chairman Wontumi is not walking free just yet.
That means your client is going home tonight?
Oh, well, obviously no. The challenge that needs to be addressed before we can go forward.
So for now, the embattled Ashanti Regional Chairman remains behind Iyoko's doors. For Joy News, Michael Ashale.
Meanwhile, a private legal practitioner, Osman Al-Hassan, is urging Iyoko to proceed with processes to release Chairman Wontumi, even as the case remains in court. He spoke on Newsfile a while ago.
The pendency of the application is intending to vary the bail condition. Now, if you file that application and you are taking steps also to meet the bail conditions, I think that the pendency of the suit will not hold off any legal steps being taken in the criminal procedure, because a fulfillment of a legal obligation or right, freeing someone of his liberty, is a legal duty on the people who are holding him. And so if you go to court, you file an application, I don't think that application should stop them from doing what they have to do under law.
Also on the program was the Director of Advocacy and Policy Engagement at CDD Ghana, Dr. Kojo Asante. He says the new court application seeking to vary the bail should not stop Iyoko from processing the conditions now met by Wontumi's lawyers.
Who exactly is representing Wontumi? And that is what has complicated the matter. So maybe I'm just speculating here, but from Andy Apiakubi, he was trying to meet the bail conditions. That was the strategy, that they felt confident that they could meet the bail conditions. And he thought that, as at yesterday night, that could have been addressed. Then there's other legal representation, more from the party, who thought that it is outrageous and they want to challenge it. But they waited. So somehow, this conflict with internally within the group seemed to have prolonged the process. Why I'm saying, why blame Iyoko, is that even if Iyoko is unreasonable, that's the whole reason why you go to court to ask for the bail condition to be reviewed.
Meanwhile, the Majority Chief Whip, Roxanne Nelson, the firm of course, is defending Iyoko's 50 million cedi bail with two sureties granted to Chairman Wontumi, rejecting claims by the MPP and minority that the terms are excessive.
The Kunta mining and its controlling mines ought to be prosecuted. So Wontumi's arrest has been long in coming. Now, what has been thrown into the mix is the fact that he appears to have engaged in multiple offenses. So apart from the issue of illegal mining, which is hanging over him like a sword of Damocles, he's also been accused of having been engaged in some money laundering and some other offenses.
Fraud.
Prosecution always has the power and there are statutes to go back to court and vary or amend the charge sheet if further evidence emerged.
Let's move to other stories. And the former IT head at Ghana's Washington Embassy, Fred Kwating, has denied allegations of misusing embassy funds or promoting a private business through official platforms. Speaking on Asempa FM's Ekwusi Sen show, he insisted all his activities were known to embassy officials and the Foreign Affairs Ministry.
If I had put a charge on coming up with that idea, for example, certain amount of money, for me providing or coming up with this intellectual idea, the government should pay me this. And I may start operating here. It's a whole different ball game. Because if I ask permission that me, because like I said, the one that I provided, I didn't ask money. So if they say instead of putting the burden on the embassy, let's put the burden on the applicant to find a way to solve the issue, because the system does address verification. It communicates with them. When there's an issue, they are being communicated to. Tell me, for all these years, you know, did anybody go online or in a social media say, oh, now be a passport, and I'll pass? No. There was no complaint. But what I'm saying is, for him to say, my diversity of Bansika, I could go name account, that is what we need to dwell.
Meanwhile, the Foreign Affairs Minister Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa says the reopened embassy issued over 800 visas on the 28th of May and hinted of ongoing reforms. To other stories, and President Mahama says a cashew development board will soon be established to oversee pricing, regulation, market access, promotion, processing, and research in the industry. During a thank you tour in the Borno region, he said the move aims to create jobs and add value to cashew production as part of efforts to industrialize agriculture.
The Borno region in Ghana's cashew heartland. Cashew is not just a crop, it is a livelihood for many of our people. For many families, it puts food on the table, it sends children to school, and it fuels our rural economy. Yet, the industry has long lacked a structured policy framework to develop and grow the cashew industry. And that is why our government will still go ahead to establish the long-awaited Cashew Development Board. This board will oversee pricing, regulation, market access, processing, and research in order to give our farmers the break that they deserve. In addition, we are partnering with the private sector to build a cashew processing factory right here in Borno. By processing our cashew locally, we can create jobs and add value and keep more of the wealth within our region.
The president also revealed key roads in the Borno region will be constructed under the NDC's Big Push initiative.
Today, I'm pleased to assure you, my in-laws in Borno, that critical projects such as the Sunyani Inner and Outer Ring Road, the Alaska Catholic University Road, the Brekum Sampa Road, the Sampa Wenchi Road, the Odumasi Bedu Road, Chiremasu Gambia No. 1 and No. 2 Road, the Sunyani Techiman Road, and the Kumasi Sunyani Roads have all been captured for massive redevelopment.
President Mahama there. The Communications Ministry has announced imminent reduction in data costs. Speaking to Joy News at the Tetremapa Hackathon finale in Accra, Sector Minister Sam George pledged to fix what he calls the mess of high data charges left by the previous administration.
As we speak currently, the ITU, the International Telecoms Union, has sent a team to Ghana to also do independent assessment. Because again, I'm not, like I keep saying, we're a technology ministry. We will not just act on sentiment. We'll act on hardcore data and evidence. And so the ITU is doing its own baseline study. But I believe that we should see in the very, very short, in a matter of weeks, less than a month, we should see some movement on value. And
while on AI, Mr. George noted the hackathon aims to train AI engineers and support President Mahama's goal of producing 1 million coders under the digital reset agenda.
So as part of the 1 million coders, we're training AI engineers, for example. And part of the reason why we're training AI engineers is because we want to do reconfiguration of existing AI tools using large language models. Now, this speaks to my heart and speaks to what President Mahama's vision is, because Tetremapa is literally building language models that we can use to help speech-impaired people, but not just speech-impaired people, even our farmers. There are AI tools today that will assist the farmer improve their yield or be able to determine, without an agronomist present, what they should do to an ailing crop. However, those tools are in English. And if the farmer was a soybean farmer, for example, a soybean female farmer in the north who doesn't speak English, speaks Dagbani, but cannot read and write Dagbani, it's important that you have a voice-activated plugin to that solution that can then speak to her local nuance as a Dagbani soy farmer.
Now, almost pronounced dead through pregnancy, having to leave the children to pursue higher education, building a career and eating from restaurants daily, the Deputy Registrar at the University of Media Arts and Communication, Dr. Eleanor Araba-Entry, best describes her motherhood journey as boisterous. She's been sharing her story with me in the last of our series, Celebrating Motherhood.
Bearing children is a blessing for every family, but caring for those blessings can sometimes hinder the pursuit of life goals. Dr. Eleanor Araba-Entry faced this challenge when she had to pursue her master's degree to focus on nurturing her children.
I remember when the flight was landing, I started weeping because that's the first time, and I was going to be away for a month, but purpose. Driven.
After 17 years of marriage and toughing it out with childcare, Dr. Entry recalls how she almost lost her life with every pregnancy.
I have had to live with hyperemesis gravidarum. It's a condition that brings about frequent visits to the hospital. At a point in time, the infusion, I could count about 49, and after that one, I just decided that not again, because in fact, the doctors nearly lost me that day.
Working now as a Deputy Registrar and Director of Human Resources at the University of Media Arts and Communication, UNIMAC, Dr. Eleanor Araba-Entry is also in the studio recording songs.
I released my first song in 2019. In all, we should have about 8.
She wants all mothers to take the intentional step of understanding their children, as that can greatly help avoid surprises.
Today's children are different. They know what you want. So they would come and put up the attitude that you would want to see in the house. And then when they leave the house, they put up a different one. So it's basically studying them. If you find out that they are strengths, you help your children build on those strengths. If they are weaknesses, believe you me, they are weaknesses. You don't even have to let the other sibling know.
And that was Dr. Eleanor Araba-Entry there. That's it for the Midday News with me, Hannah Odami. You can find more stories.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care Plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.